This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We've been talking all week about renewing your spiritual passion, rekindling the fire of your relationship with the Lord. And as a Christian, this is the heart of the Christian life. It's not about doing the rules of Christianity or going to church or all of these outward expectations. The reality of the Christian life is I am in a living, personal, daily relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that relationship with God, if God is not first in my life, pretty soon I start drifting spiritually and I find my passion for God growing cold, and he moves out of the central place in my life, and other things start to squeeze out my relationship with him. And suddenly one day I realize, man, things are not the way they ought to be in my spiritual life. Well, let's read Psalm 107, verse 6. It says, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses." They cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses. If you come to the place where you recognize that your love for God is growing cold, cry out to him, and he'll deliver you. First, ask God to reveal to you where in your life your fire has grown cold and why that is. Then take time to acknowledge to God anything that you may have allowed to come into your life that is causing distance in your relationship with God. Stop. Acknowledge those things to God. Then consciously turn your focus in your heart and mind from those things and onto Jesus. Just stop and meditate. Think deeply about your love for Jesus, about the place that he holds in your spiritual life. Then make a commitment to your daily time with God. I hope these times with God together on the radio each morning kickstart your day, get you focused this way. But I hope also that you are learning from these that you need to have a personal time just between you and the Lord with your Bible open, inviting God to take first place in your life and asking him to speak into your life and change the way you think about things to be his way. Commit yourself to time with him each day, not because that's what you should do, but because that's how you can develop your relationship with him. And then, as you begin to rebuild your relationship with God, rely on the Holy Spirit to guide you and enable you to build your life the way it ought to be. Love God with all your heart. Praise him. Talk to him about what you like about him. Worship him. And then, as he leads you in life, serve him. Say, God, how do you want to use me in the lives of the people around me? What are you doing in their lives? Because I want to do it with you. Respond to his promptings about that. Do you know, living closely with God is so worth the effort and discipline it takes. Someone has said, nothing can separate you from God's love. Absolutely nothing. God is enough for time. God is enough for eternity. God is enough. How right that is. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.